Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're on the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest 3-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy.
Clapping my studio audience. Yeah, I don't know why. Who was the one who was
booing. I'm sorry. I guess he was booing because because I couldn't play the song over and over and over again like I could. I mean, I could, but it'd be a really boring show. Not saying that the song is boring, but it's just that you want to have some substance. I just want to play the song in its entirety. So I'll give it a round of applause to the one and only Benny King, who passed away recently at the age of 76. I just had to play the song in its entirety because, one, it's a beautiful song. The music, and plus, having the strings in it, it does pull at your heartstrings and stuff, especially for me, it is a moving song for me because not only, I remember seeing that movie Stand By Me, and it kind of reminds me of my time when I was growing up because I was around that same age as those kids. I mean, not at that particular time and place because I was back in 1959. I wasn't even thought of. I don't even think my parents were even dating each other or even dating each other at the time. But I just, I just wanted to play that song in its entirety because it got cut off prematurely. I didn't even get a chance to fade it out or anything. But I was just glad to at least, play it in its entirety because it's a beautiful song in the words. And I just wanted to share something. I mean, I know it's Sunday and stuff, and, by the way, the reason why we had it at this late in time was because of my pastor's ninth pastoral anniversary of him leading, being the pastor of the church. So it was his ninth anniversary of being the pastor of my church, so we celebrated. It was packed. It was a beautiful ceremony. Well, not just a ceremony. It was a wonderful service, wonderful event. Dr. Walter Glover, Reverend Dr. Glover, was the speaker for the program, today's program. It was very good. He had some dinner. They had some dinner to give to the guests who came by. Matter of fact, I still have mine to go. I'm going to zap that in the microwave right after I finish the show. I just wanted to share it because, how beautiful that song Stand By Me is. It's one of the greatest. This is one of, it's in the top 150. It's like ranked number 122 of Rolling Stone's 500 greatest songs of all time, rock songs of all time, or at least of the past century, the 20th century. And it's really good. I love the song because when I was checking up, talking about the bio of Benny King and the song Stand By Me, said there was the co-writers who co-wrote the song to him, the co-wrote the lyrics. There was a part that said that it was they had some lines from, and they actually was inspired by the Book of Psalms in the Bible. The Book of Psalms, chapter 46 Psalms, 46 Psalms, verses 2 and 3. And I'll just gonna briefly read this over. It's, that is why we shall not fear, though the earth undergo change, and though the mountains totter into the heart of the vast sea, though its waters be boisterous, foam over, though the mountains rock at its uproar, Selah. Which means, which is loosely translated as, this is why I will not be, this is where you get the part where Benny King says, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me, or I stand by you, I guess. We shall not fear, though the earth, the sky we look upon shall tumble and fall, and the mountains will crumble into the sea. Well, basically, that's from the Book of Psalms. And I really didn't know that until I researched, and then I looked at it, yeah, it makes sense. It really does make sense. Okay, that's where they got it from. And when you're a kid, you need good friends like that. You need good role models like that, Not saying that we're just very impressionable all throughout our lives, throughout adulthood. Well, I guess we all can be impressionable through any time of our lifetime. But it's just that, particularly in that vulnerable time of prepubescence, you don't know what you're talking about. You're just trying to make your way into the world. And, it's it's really great to have good friends to look to have your back. And you know, it's being a guy who remember those days back when he was 11, 12, 13 years old, used to get bullied. It just really, it's a really humbling moment. Very humbling. I need to stop before I start crying again, you know, before I get all misty-eyed and stuff, you know, because I don't want to, you know. Yeah, whatever. Stop making fun of me. If you just tuned in, this is the D-Man here, Derek Barrett, putting on the late edition of the If Mom Was Radio Show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. Just wanted to let you know that it is May the 3rd, 2015. Speaking of which, I think it is right about time to get into our sponsor. Go ahead and play that for at least one time. I have to try to play it at least one time every show. I'm going to go ahead and go to our message.
Taking the peach state by storm, they are Unbreakable Bloodline. Last seen on the screen from the hit indie horror flick, Cemetery Maggie, UVL will be rocking State Theater in Albany, Georgia, promoting their new album, Anti-Gravity, Saturday night at 8 p.m., featuring Yamadev and Almost King, Unbreakable Bloodline, live at Culture State Theater in downtown Albany, promoting their new album, Anti-Gravity, It's Out of This World!
That's right, it is out of this world. Thank you, D-Man. You're welcome. Anyway, I said, yeah, that was the file that I made for the commercial for the band, for the band Unbreakable Bloodline. They're going to be performing live in Albany, their hometown, Albany, to promote their new album, Anti-Gravity. And hopefully you get to check them out. They're going to be performing 6 days from now. 6 days from now at State Theater in downtown Albany, Georgia. To check out, if you want to get tickets, the tickets are $10 each. If you want to get your tickets the old-fashioned way, or the new way, you can just go through their website at ubl.splashthat.com. That's ubl.splashthat.com. Or if you want to go the old-school way and get your tickets through the box office, they just call to the box office, State Theater box office, at 229-436-1228. That's 229, the area code, 436-1228. And definitely get your ticket to check them out. Well, of course, you know, there's a lot of things that have been going on. As I told before, Atlanta beat the Brooklyn Nets to advance in the NBA playoffs. They were playing. They had a game today. The Hawks was playing. They're playing the Washington Wizards. They're playing the Washington Wizards today. And unfortunately, I don't have the score right now. Last time I checked, and this was back when I was getting ready to go to the program. At the prior engagement I had. It's last time I checked the Hawks were in the lead, 10-point lead, 63-53 against the Washington Wizards. Hopefully they won. So, I mean, they should have been able to win it well, you know, do well winning that game because they were in Atlanta, their hometown. You know, they should be able to beat, you know, the opposing team. And speaking of getting beat, there's some stuff that was going on right now. Of course, you know, we had that big game, the Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight. And, well, those who wanted to go for, those who want to know the winner was, it was Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather. And Pacquiao, yes, well. Yep, he got knocked out. Or at least, well, he lost, pretty much. Yeah, I know. Not that many people didn't get the Pac-Man joke, you know, Pac-Man. But anyway, it's all good. It's 6:50 right now. Want to let you, well, while I'm here, might as well go ahead and get into the weather right now. It's 70, 9 degrees with a high of 80 degrees and a low of 57. So we had a really, really, really good weekend. Really nice sunny weekend. In fact, the rest of the week is going to be very sunny as well. I mean, you can't beat it. I mean, talk about a version of April showers bringing May flowers, if you get my drift. So. Hey, it was funny in my head when I thought it, but it is true, you know. It is true. April showers bring May flowers, and it's true. And it's been very sunny, so I appreciate the sunlight. Appreciate the sunny days, and actually the sun is about to go down because it's 7 o'clock. But it's not as hot as it's gonna be. I mean, this is just May, and we're already in 80. So just think, the 90s. It's gonna be around the corner. Just think, sometime by the end of May or early June, it's gonna get a little bit hotter and a little bit hotter until bingo, it's summer again. Yes, indeed, summer again. And of course, you know it's May, so you know it's very getting close to our 1 year anniversary. So definitely get into that probably sometime next week. Hopefully, we'll have more things to talk about it, and hopefully, we have some more stuff, and you all will enjoy what we have. Also, speaking of winners and losers. We have the new. We have a brand new leader of the box office today. We have the Avengers, and I'll go ahead and get into that. The Avengers: Age of Ultron soars the second biggest box office day ever. Yes, indeed. Avengers, Age of Ultron, cruises box office mic. Avengers, Age of Ultron, cruises box office mic with an estimated $187.7 million launch in the U.S. economy, the second best domestic opening weekend ever. But it may have fallen short of number one because of a boxing match. Now, yes, I mean, $187 million, that's a lot of money. Now, granted, had a different, if there wasn't, if the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight wasn't around, didn't exist yesterday, probably would have gotten well over $230 million. Now, it says, going into the weekend, the Disney Studios Marvel film, which cost $250 million to make, they have been tracking the debut between $190 million and $230 million, giving it the decent odds of breaking the $207.4 million record set by the first Avengers movie back in 2012. The studio, however, adjusted its expectations on Saturday evening, given several major competing events like the Kentucky Derby and also the Floyd Mayweather Jr. Manny Pacquiao Fight of the Century in Las Vegas that kept some potential moviegoers in front of the TV sets instead. Dave Hollis, the Disney head of the distribution, said, between the boxing match, NHL, and NBA playoffs, the Kentucky Derby, looks like folks were distracted. But the second biggest opening in the history of movie business is something to be proud of and also just the beginning of what we expect to be a spectacular run. The Age of Ultron is the biggest debut for a sequel. That is true. The biggest debut for a sequel coming in ahead of the $174 million opening weekend for Iron Man 3 back in May 2013. If Age of Ultron can get fans who missed the opening weekend to turn out in theaters in week two, the film has a shot at duplicating success of the first Avengers installment, which went on to make $1.5 billion worldwide. Wow. Directed by Buffy the Vampire Slayer creator Josh Whedon, Age of Ultron follows superheroes Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., Thor, played by Chris Hemsworth, the Hulk, Mark Ruffalo, Captain America by Chris Evans, Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson, and Hawkeye, Jeremy Renner, as they battle against the evil villain Ultron, played by James Spader. Elizabeth Olsen and Aaron Taylor Johnson also star in the film as twins Wanda and Pietro Maximoff. Like its predecessor, Age of Ultron drew in a range of moviegoers, though they did skew male 59%. An addition of Olsen, another woman on the Avengers roster, helped a few more females to check out the film in theaters. By comparison, an estimated 60% of audiences were male for the first Avengers film. The film also appealed to young and old, with about 59% of the audience older than 25. Wow, I'm old now. The broad demographic suggests that there's widespread appeal, Hollis said. That's the goal when you're building something that's meant to be as big as this, he said. The film's $84.5 million gross on Friday made it second to Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 as the biggest single day in box office history. Powered by an A rating from audience polling from firm CinemaScore, the Avengers sequel is expected to continue to do well. Disney said the Age of Ultron has made about $439 million overseas markets since its rollout April 22nd. Wow. Bringing its film total global haul to about $627 million in 12 days. So it's already, in 2 weeks, it is already about to make $1 billion. It's not even been 2 weeks yet, and it's about to hit $1 billion. That's incredible. And it says it was the number one movie in every market which it opened, including France, Italy, Germany, Britain, Australia, South Korea, Argentina, and Brazil. The film is scheduled to open in China on May 12th and Japan on July 4th. Wow, how about that? The Age of Ultron has also set an IMAX box office record for the largest international opening of all time, excluding China. Ultron scored $25.2 million in IMAX theaters and propelled the company to its first $30 million-plus weekend. Wow. That's incredible. That is incredible. Wow. And back in the U.S., if you want to know who came in number two, in the U.S., Lionsgate Age of Adeline came in second with $6.3 million. The film, which stars Blake Lively, has made $23.4 million domestically to date so far. And Furious 7 came out in third place, adding $6.1 million in its fifth weekend and raising its domestic haul to $330.5 million. $330.5 million domestically speaking. Now, Universal Pictures reported the film has made $1.4 billion worldwide, making it the fourth highest-grossing film of all time worldwide, behind Avatar at $2.8 billion and Titanic at $2.2 billion and The Avengers at $1.5 billion. Looks like it's about the Fear of Seven. It may hit number three. That is, until Avengers number two come around. But that's all I have right now for the box office right now. So I hope you're getting a chance to check it out. Hopefully I'll be able to check it out myself. Speaking of which, and some other news, like I said, Pacquiao lost, but, you know, hey, he doesn't feel bad, because guess what? Man, you did your best, but hey, you did well, because you're going almost $100 million. Now, granted, I wish I had $100 million in my bank account right now. As a matter of fact, if I was making $100 million, if I had $100 million in bank account, I probably wouldn't be doing this show right now. I'd probably be spending on somewhere in Tahiti or somewhere like in the Bahamas. But anyway, you did well. Lord me, well, and Pacquiao, you had a great, great fight. I'm glad everyone got a chance to enjoy themselves, and I'm glad you got paid well. But I hope this maybe y'all Twilight Zone, because y'all both are pushing 40. I mean, Manny's like 36, and Floyd Mayweather, you're 38, so you're older than him. You're older than Pacquiao, so. Both of y'all need to retire, and Floyd, you know you need to go and retire right now. Once you finally beat the guy, you need to go and retire undefeated. Don't spend that money overnight. Invest it in something else so you don't end up broke like a whole lot of other, you know, black athletes and, you know, professional athletes like, you know, Owen and Ocho Cinco. Yeah. Invest your money wisely, sir. Please. Just let you know. And that was a public service of financial services from your old pal DB here on Blog Talk Radio. And one other thing. I guess it's 7 o'clock. It's getting close. Yeah, it's 7 o'clock. time flies, man. Time really flies when you're having fun. But I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful first weekend in May. It's been sunny this whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a trifecta. That is how you end a very good weekend, especially a three-day weekend, particularly the biggest three-day weekend online, which is this marvelous radio show brought to you live by Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank everyone listening right now, and I hope you have a great, great upcoming weekend. Be sure to keep listening to us every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. and every Saturday and Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. unless you know you're notified through by our broadcast or through our pages, Facebook page. You can check the times that we come on. If you want to advertise with us, be sure to check us. Be sure to contact me or Marvella. You can always tweet me at dbarrett478 or email me at southpaw2k1@yahoo.com, or you can give me a call, ring at 478-731-1926. And, you know, just to end it on a good note, you know, I mean, I'm glad, you know, somebody, the fight of the century is coming on. Kentucky Derby is coming on. Oh, yeah, I have two things to talk about. Oh, yeah. I just want to say congratulations to American Pharoah, the horse who won the Kentucky Derby yesterday. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to you. Yeah. And also congratulations to Prince William and his wife, Princess Kate, who had a baby, who gave birth to a baby girl, a little baby girl, sweet little baby girl. Congratulations to you. Congratulations. According to the BBC News, they haven't named the daughter yet. Georgia's little baby sister has been named yet. She was born 8 pounds and 3 ounces. How about that? She weighed the same weight as my little baby nephew Nolan was when he was born 2.5 months ago. Matter of fact, he's going to be 3 months May 16th. So congratulations to you, Princess Kate and Prince William. Hope you have a wonderful baby. Hope she grows up to a lovely young lady. And I hope that George is a very good big brother to her. And I'm going to go to close the show with Stevie Wonder's classic, Isn't She Lovely? Because, you know, Isn't She Lovely was named after Stevie Wonder. Wrote this song when his baby daughter Aisha was born. So he wrote this song and got some good, it's a classic hit. And I wanted to name, and this is for Prince William and Princess Kate and their little baby girl, whatever they pick her name is. I'm hoping they pick a name to be Charlotte or Charlotte Diana, you know, after William and Harry's mom. But I think that's a good idea. What do you think about it? Just check out our Facebook page, this marvelous Facebook page, and check us out. What do you think is the name of George's baby sister should be? Anyway, on behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of this show, this is the D-Man here, DB Derrick Barrett here, saying so long, and hopefully you have a marvelous rest of your Sunday. We'll see you next weekend. Have a good week. Have a marvelous week. Take care. I'm going to go to the hospital.
This is the D-Man here. Wishing you a wonderful, wonderful, and marvelous Sunday, and we'll see you next weekend. Take care.